أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين. In the previous ayats we had read that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had presented that he is going to be making his Khalifa, his vicegerent, his deputy on earth, and that was going to be Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which is mankind. When Allah had presented this, ulama have written that the malaika, they said that we are here to worship you, to make your ibadat, to sing your praises all the time. We don't understand the need for another creation for Adam alayhi salam and his progeny, that they would be the vicegerents, the deputies of Allah Ta'ala on earth. The malaika who said this, ulama have written that they said it according to the knowledge that they had, and which comes in the ayat in front where they say la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. Oh Allah, we have only got that amount of knowledge which you have taught us. From there, ulama have deduced that the malaika who are in the praises of Allah, the ibadat of Allah all the time, but it is a limited form of worship of Allah Ta'ala, because they only knew certain names and certain sifat and qualities of Allah Ta'ala which were associated to them. But for with mankind, Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا, that we have taught all our names, all the sifat of Allah Ta'ala to Adam alayhi salam. So the malaika's worship was also a limited form to that amount of knowledge which they had of the names of Allah Ta'ala. And what Allah had given to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, where he has a physical body also, and all Allah's names which are with regard to the physical body, like this body is healthy, it becomes sick also. This body feels hungry also, it gets satiated and gets its food also. This body feels happy also, sad. All this has to do with the body. And this the malaika did not know. Therefore, they were not in a position that they become the deputies of Allah on this earth. It was only Adam alayhi salam, and in Allah's knowledge which Allah Ta'ala had made clear, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'alamun. I have got that knowledge which you the malaika do not have, and that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is the only one that is fit for this duty and his progeny. It is only now for us that the capability and capacity Allah has given us, and that qualities of lust and love Allah has put in man, and the qualities of revenge and anger also Allah has put in man, which malaika do not possess at all. Now it is just a matter of us making this effort of directing it in the right way, that our love is all for Allah Ta'ala. It isn't for ourselves. Lust which we want to satisfy ourselves also must be in according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Where it is permitted for us to satisfy our lust, we will satisfy it. Where it is not permitted, we don't satisfy it there. And also our anger and our revenge must be for Allah Ta'ala, for the sake of deen. We do take revenge today. We do become angry, but because of dunya's things. This should be all for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala only. And if that is the case, then man becomes the ideal person, and the system of this world runs perfectly as it was during the time of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. When they had established this, directed it in this way, then this perfect system had come into existence. Another point is that the malaika's ibadat is not the level of the ibadat of mankind. Mankind's ibadat, when he comes onto ibadat, is much more superior than that of the malaika. Though the malaika are 100% obedient to Allah Ta'ala, but they got no choice. They, so to say, they are programmed like that. They don't have any desire of any sin. They don't feel hungry. They don't think of whether what we are eating is halal or haram. There is no question of anything of that for the malaika. Whereas for mankind, all these things come there. For man, shaitan and nafs comes in our way. Our lust and love of dunya comes in the way. Our anger and our revenge comes in the way and blocks us from the ibadat of Allah. When we overcome this and we still make the ibadat of Allah, this is much more superior than the ibadat of the malaika. They have nothing that blocks them. Their very breath is just the ibadat of Allah all the time. They don't have any desire of any guna of anything of this dunya. So therefore mankind is in that superior position, and he is the one that Allah had chosen in the complete knowledge of Allah for the ibadah, not only the ibadat, but to become the deputy of Allah Ta'ala on this earth. When Allah has put us here, now it is up to us that we use all those qualities for Allah and not for ourselves. Just that little at the fork to choose the right side, and peace will come in this world, peace in our own lives also. But when we don't do that, then what we are seeing, what is happening in the world, all the chaos, all the murdering, the killing, everything what is happening is just because man has not made that one little choice in the correct direction. So anyway, man Allah had chosen and taught him all the names of Allah Ta'ala, which has to do with his body, that is, with becoming happy and sad also. The ni'mat of Allah and the azab of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq. For the malaika, they don't need food to eat. The malaika, that Allah is Shafi, Allah gives Shifa. Malaika don't become sick. Allah is Muhyi and Mumit. Allah is the one who gave life to all, to malaika also. But Allah is the one who gives death also. All this has to do with our physical bodies, which the malaika are not aware of. In short, man has been bestowed with all that qualities by Allah, that he is fit to become the deputy of Allah on this earth. It is just now that we direct those qualities which Allah has given us, not for ourselves, but for the sake of Allah, and then the deen of Allah will reign supreme in the world, and then automatically there will be peace and contentment in the world. May Allah give us this tawfiq to understand this and to make our amal accordingly also.